roller coaster.
Yeah, very. You know, the emotions were high and low, and as a player, you always try to keep them right in the middle. And unfortunately, you know, we weren't putting up points on the board early in the first half, and you know, we were moving the ball. We just weren't getting into the end zone, so it was tough on the emotions. But then, you know, just to come out in the second half and as a team get a huge home win and, you know, win the AFC West, you know, that's what it's all about. And when we show up for training camp, when we show up for spring ball, that's our number one goal, win the division, get to the playoffs. So for us to do that today, I couldn't be any happier. I'm so happy to be a part of this team, and it was a huge team win.
When did you know you were leaving the game, and how was it told to you?
Coach Kubiak came over to me right after that first series in the third quarter and just told me, hey, you know, we're going to go with Peyton now. You know, Brock, you played well for us, but we're going to try to get a little spark. And you know what? Peyton did. He sparked the team, and the run game got going. The offensive line played great. The backs played great. The defense played great. And this is what it's all about. You know, Coach always preaches it takes all 46 guys on game day. And today that was truly the case. We won the AFC West and couldn't be any happier.
Was there a discussion during the week that this might be a scenario that he might bring him in under some circumstance?
It was not. That was not a conversation. But usually that's not a conversation. Usually you don't talk to the backup and say, hey, you might be going in today. So that was not a conversation that took place.
But usually Peyton Manning's not a backup.
Next question.
You know, were you disappointed, though, because there were five turnovers? None of them, I make a strong case, yeah. None of them were your fault. And yet, you know, they made the switch.
It was the turnovers were very disappointing. You know, I have a little card in my locker that I look at on game day. And one of those things on my card, it says ball security. So to go out there and have that many turnovers in the first half, you know, I don't care whose fault it was. I'm always going to point the finger at myself. I can always play better. I can put us in a better situation to protect that football. So to answer your question, yes, it was very disappointing at home to turn the football over like that. But once again, just like we always do, we'll look at the tape, we'll learn from it, we'll clean it up, and we'll move forward.
Peyton spoke to you just before he went onto the field. You guys met about the 50 on the sideline. Yeah. What did he say to you?
He was just asking about some cadences that I'd used throughout the game. As you saw, he was able to get them with a couple things. And you know, that's a big thing that we always work on in practice. That's something I've learned from Peyton. And he just wanted to know what kind of cadences I'd been using in the first half.
Did he say anything personal to you?
No.
Brock, can change a quarterback is always a big deal to all of us.
Yeah.
The fact that the two of you have had, 4 years of history, does it make it any easier that way to, you know, he picks you up or you pick him up?
You know, I wouldn't look at it like that. The way I look at it, as long as this football team wins games, that's all I care about. And that really is the truth. You know, football is the ultimate team sport. It takes an entire team to win. And I think we showed that today. So, you know, as long as this football team's winning games, shoot, I don't care who plays quarterback.
So as a competitor, you want to be in there.
You know, that's something that has not been discussed. I'm sure Coach Kubiak will, you know, look at things over the next couple of days. But, you know, my belief is whether I'm the starter, whether I'm the backup, I'm going to show up to work the same exact way. I'm going to prepare the same exact way, and I'll always be ready to go.
During the first half, when Peyton would approach you on the sideline, what was his message to you? Was it all scheme? Was it personal? What was he talking about?
It was just scheme stuff. You know, stuff that Coach Knapp had already brought to my attention, and Peyton was just making sure that I'd heard some of those things.
What does it mean to have home seed in the playoffs?
It means everything. You know, it goes back to those goals that we set at the beginning of the year, and like I said, the first one's winning the AFC West, you know, get into the playoffs. And then to secure that number one seed, you know, I really think it just shows all the hard work, you know, the blood, the sweat, the tears that went into this season. You know, there was a lot of ups and downs, but we overcame a lot of adversity as well along the way. And it just shows that I truly believe that this team, you know, the greatest aspect about us is that we are a team. And I think that's what makes this football team special, and that's what will allow us, you know, a chance for a run in these playoffs.
What's important to understand about the relationship between you and Peyton, professional, personal?
I guess I'm confused about the
what
question.
What is it that people should understand about how you and Peyton relate to each other?
We have a tremendous relationship. I have the utmost respect for Peyton and how he goes about his business, you know, whether it be practice, whether it be games, whether it be in the weight room. I have a ton of respect for what he does in the community. I know not only does he do a lot of stuff in Colorado, he does things in Indianapolis, he does things in Louisiana. So he's just the ultimate professional, and I have a ton of respect for him.
A few more
as a competitor, obviously you want to be in there. So when you get the message, hey, we're making a change, regardless of who's coming in, how do you kind of process that? What goes through your mind? Do you allow yourself a couple minutes?
Yeah, I think you need those couple minutes. It's hard, and you just hit the nail on the head. As a competitor, you want to play, and you want to give your team a chance to be successful. But at the same token, I completely understand what Coach Kubiak was trying to do. He was trying to generate a spark for this football team so we could secure that number one seed and we could win the AFC West title. So I completely understand what Coach's thinking was. And, you know, no hard feelings or anything like that. Like I've said before, all I care about is this football team winning games. And today we did, so I couldn't be any happier.
Did you feel that spark when he came in?
Well, I wasn't on the field, so, you know, I didn't necessarily feel that spark, but it really seemed like the offense really got going. It looked like we had a couple big breakout runs, and we scored points, so I would certainly say that there was a spark there.
But you were, I mean, you were in a stadium where they were cheering. I mean, not necessarily for you, but for Peyton, but it was just seemed
yes, cool. I felt a spark okay. on the field.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.